Hello, welcome to the English News Center Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, this morning the National Assembly listened to the chairwoman of the National Assembly's Committee on Social Affairs Queen Tuy Anh represent a report explaining, accepting and revising the draft law, amending and supplementing some articles of the law on pharmacy. The National Assembly spent time discussing some contents of this draft law that still had different opinions. This draft law has made remarkable adjustments to the state's policies on developing the pharmaceutical industry. In particular, it proposes opinions to suggest specific investment incentive policies further to promote the development of domestic pharmaceutical industry. However, regarding specific provisions, delegates are still concerned about the development of pharmaceutical industry. Some other opinions said that there are inconsistencies between the provisions on drug price declaration in this draft law and the current law on prices. Therefore, in order to continue to complete the draft law and ensure feasibility, delegates suggested that the drafting agency study and implement regulations to ensure consistency between the two laws, avoiding affecting the bidding process and drug price management. From January 1, 2025, all bank account holders must register their biometrics if they want to make online transactions. Accounts that have not collected biometric information will only be provided with over-the-counter services. According to the representative of the State Bank, there are currently about 38 million customers who are successfully registered biometric information, and the number of fraud cases has decreased by 50%. The number of accounts receiving fraudulent money has also decreased by over 70% compared to the average of 7 months in 2024. Notably, at some units, there were no fraud fake cases in August and September. In particular, from January 1, 2025, on-bank account holders must register biometrics if they want to make online transactions. Accounts that have not collected biometric information will only be provided with services at the counter. Kantha City People's Committee has just issued an appeal to dispatch on strengthening state management of notarization, property actions, lawyers and beliefs, spent Central Director of Department of Justice, the Bar Association, the Notary Association and Judicial Support Organizations, notarization lawyers, actioneers, believers. The working delegation of Kantha Department of Home Affairs recently inspected and evaluated the implementation of laws on beliefs and religions in conjunction with reviewing the promulgation of documents detailing the implementation of legal documents related to beliefs and religions in 2024 in Vientiane District. To mark the 80th founding anniversary of the Vietnam People's Army and 35th anniversary of National Defense Day, December 22nd, Kantha City Military Headquarters coordinated with Te Lai District Military Command to organize the handover ceremony of a house of gratitude to the family of Mr. Dong Van Co, a relative of Martyr Dong Van Ruc, who is in difficult housing circumstances. After nearly 1 month of construction, the house has been completed and handed over to Mr. Dong Van Co's family for use. The house has an area of 52 square meters, a total value of 130 million dong, of which the city military headquarters supported 80 million dong and Te Lai District Military Command directed support for Labor Days. The 2024 National Cải Lương Festival will open on the evening of October 25th in Kantha City. Number of public and private art units have prepared outstanding Cải Lương plays to complete at the festival. At the 2024 National Kailung Festival, the organizing committee does not limit the topics, but cannot use scripts written before 2005 or foreign scripts. Participating plays must be newly staged or restored with the new creative team from 2017 to the present. The representative of the organizing committee said the festival has very special plays participating, with nearly 2,000 actors participating, including many non-public units. News from the representative of the Southern Airport Authority in Kuntur City, the Kuntur Da Lat route will be reopened in November 2024, with the first flight expected on November 11. The song for the International Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.